You're with Morning Ireland. The first meeting of the new Beef Market Task Force will take place later today. It was formed as part of the agreement under which farmers agreed to stop protesting outside meat plants. For more, let's talk to our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty. Fran, a brief reminder, first of all, what was this dispute all about?
It was about beef prices, the price which farmers, Rachel, are paid for their cattle when they present them for slaughter. Prices have been declining. The meat industry says that's because of weakening demand. It's because of oversupply in Europe. But farmers were saying, we simply cannot continue to run on viable farms. We need a better price for our cattle. And so they held protests and blockades outside plants in order to bring some attention to this.
So who's going to be there this morning and what are they trying to do?
They're trying to do is implement what was agreed. These talks went on, these disputes, these blockades went on for weeks and weeks, Rachel, and eventually Minister Michael Creed called everybody around a table and said, we need to get this sorted. They held marathon talks, they reached an agreement, and this task force is about implementing that agreement and making sure everything that was committed to is done and is completed. And that's what it's about. It's about greater transparency, looking at pricing, looking at how the industry is structured, and all the farm bodies, the meat industry and state agencies should be around the table here at the department in around 3 hours' time.
Now, there are some complications in all of this, and one of them is this. Farmers are saying that they still have legal actions hanging over their heads.
Yes, three named individuals say that injunctions are still hanging over their heads. Now, part of the agreement, Rachel, when these talks concluded, was that all of the blockades would end, that the factory gates would be cleared, that the meat industry could get back to normal. You have to remember, the meat industry, the beef industry here, virtually ground to a halt during these blockades. But the quid pro quo for that was that the meat industry, the factories, had to withdraw any legal action or threats or injunctions against named farmers. Three of them are saying over the weekend, we still have injunctions out against us, and we expect this to be tabled directly by the Beef Plan movement today. The Beef Plan have drafted a letter to the chairman of the talks, Michael Dowling. They are asking for letters of discontinuance to be issued to these farmers. In other words, for the meat plants to say this legal action applies no longer. And there is an indication this morning that if that doesn't happen, the beef plant may not take part in the talks. And there's also an indication that some farmers are on their way to Dublin as we speak to protest outside the department.
Fran, thanks indeed for joining us this morning. That was Fran McNulty, our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent. It's 7:51.